Rishon Shofar Hirsch has a phenomenal approach to this whole bracha of Tzim Shalom. He says that the Torah tells us in the Parsha Shemini that after completing the Avodah, Aaron HaKohen lifts up his hands and he blesses the people. And similarly, his descendants, the Kohanim, after the Birkas Kohanim, every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, after they perform the Avodah. And therefore, when do we do Birkas Kohanim? After the bracha of Avodah. Just before Tzim Shalom. If we don't have Birkas Kohanim, then we say, Baruchinu Bavracham Shleshes Batorah. And this Birkas Kohanim concludes, whether it's said by the Kohanim, whether it's said by the Chazan, with Vayasim Lecha Shalom. The bracha, which looks to the eventual establishment of universal permanent peace, is then given in detail in Tzim Shalom. So Tzim Shalom is essentially carrying on from the Vayasim Lecha Shalom of Birkas Kohanim. And then, in Tzim Shalom we daven, that in addition to all the gifts and favours of which we begged Hashem, and which, if granted, we pledged to employ for good purposes, Hashem should establish peace in our midst. There are many and varied conflicts with our fellow men in which we might be involved, because Hashem gave us certain gifts and favours, and the efforts we expend to use the gifts and favours we get from Hashem in accordance with our duty. And conflict is almost inevitable in life. And at times it's incumbent upon us to demonstrate our desire for peace by actually renouncing certain rights and certain possessions. Meaning we might be right. It might be something which is ours. We deserve it. But nonetheless, we need to step back. There are other times, there are some rights and values that are not within our power to relinquish. And therefore we look to Hashem to help us. We ask Him to help us enjoy peace, even while we fulfill with complete steadfastness the requirements of His Torah Chaim. And we ask that Hashem should give peace for all of us. That you should give shalom and firmly establish it. Baruchinu avinu kolanu ke'echad. Bar panecha. So we can see a countenance, recognize your rule, and come to know the goals of your providence, and the ends which you wish it to fulfill. Meaning we're all working together for a common goal. And that's why it's ke'echad. Once this light will enlighten us equally, once we're all of one mind in the recognition of Hashem and what He really wants, then the peaceful harmony of life will be a natural outgrowth of this unity of conviction and endeavour. It's through this enlightenment all of us are given this Torah Chaim to help us to understand and to have the love of selfless devotion to shape our conviction, loyalty and duty as character traits to motivate our conduct. And then you get compassion, love and peace. So the point is that life is full of conflicts. We need to know when to stand up and when to step back. But most importantly, we want everyone to be on the same page. If all of Klal Yisrael, maybe by extension all of humanity, is working for a common goal, those conflicts fall away. That achdus, that unity of purpose, is so critical for achieving the ultimate goal for what Hashem wants in this world. And therefore we daven for peace, because that is indeed the klimax of bracha, the vessel that holds everything.